Theatre in Dublin, the Irish National Radio Corporation has announced it's hoping to join forces with Radio Luxembourg for an international radio project. Back in 1975, Ireland was granted the longwave channel of 254 kHz at a planning conference in Geneva. Apart from recent sporadic tests by now-defunct pirate station Radio Nova, Ireland hasn't used the channel on a regular basis at all. But now, according to Michael Carroll, director of radio programmes for RTE, there are plans to create Radio Tara.
Towards the beginning of the 80s, some executives from Luxembourg and RTE got together and talked about using this frequency with the specific proposal to beam a radio station into Britain with one specific objective, and that was to make money. So negotiations have been going on with Luxembourg, culminating in a joint plan, which is now before our Minister for Communications, who has to give us permission to use the frequency.
But why is Radio Luxembourg interested in reaching the UK on longwave? Because they've got a very powerful medium wave transmitter already.
Well, I think one of the reasons, of course, is that Luxembourg, as you know, broadcasts on 208 in the medium wave, as you say, but it only commences transmissions at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon and then broadcasts in the evening time. This channel is not available in the daytime.
The proposed power on 254 kHz is 500 kilowatts, with an operating schedule between about 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. daily. The plan is to play top 40 music with short hourly news bulletins. But with the growth of FM broadcasting in Britain, won't a long-wave music station, with its more limited audio quality, be at a disadvantage?
Yes, this is something indeed that we gave considerable thought to. Strangely enough, the pop stations here in Ireland broadcast extensively in FM. Our market research indicates that is not quite the case in Britain. And furthermore, our research tells us that there are, I think, almost 90% of receivers in Britain are capable of receiving long wave. And indeed, anybody we have talked to in Britain about this, both experts and non-experts, feel that long wave would not be a liability for us. Much more importantly, of course, is that there is no national commercial station in Britain. There is the BBC Radio 1, which is a non-commercial station. And there are, of course, the local stations, which broadcast in their own areas. But there is no national commercial station. And there isn't one due to be scheduled until, I think, 1990. It would be on FM, but we understand it won't be a pop music channel.
Ah, but why the name Radio Tara? Well, there's a geographical reason.
We have a very... It's actually a holding title, which, in fact, I personally am responsible for. But we have a very famous hill just outside Dublin in the County Meath, called Tara Hill, and it is the seat of the old High Kings of Ireland. So we simply just thought of it, and that's where it came from.
And when does the Communications Minister, Jim Mitchell, make a decision?
We are hoping he will make a decision within the next month.
You're listening to Media Network, and this is InfoDutch.